Welcome to Money Radio, WPSE's monthly broadcast of the Rotary Club of Erie meeting program at the Sheraton Erie Bayfront Hotel. Today's speaker is Mary Beulah, Executive Director of Erie Together.
Well, it's an honor to introduce Mary Beulah today, a longtime friend and colleague in this community. Many of you know Mary and have worked with her. Those of you who are younger may not have had the honor yet, and you will. She's devoted her skills and talents to our region for her entire life. Early on, she spent 10 years as a local government consultant with the Pennsylvania Economy League. She also served as supervisor at Perseus House community-based residential treatment program for delinquent and dependent girls in Erie. They also serve boys these days, and my son is working there. Mary worked as an outreach specialist at the Center for E-Business and Advanced IT, where she was responsible for developing partnerships and programs to promote information technology awareness and use in Pennsylvania. She was instrumental in the drafting and passage of PA Act 88, which authorizes local governments to use internet-based competitive bidding and quoting. Mary served as vice president of the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. She's an accomplished meeting facilitator and serves on several nonprofit, education, youth-related boards and committees. Her bachelor's degree is from Allegheny College, master's degree from the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public and International Affairs. She's a graduate of Leadership Erie. Mercy Center for Women recognized her as a woman making history, and the Erie Times News honored her as one of five inspiring people. The Northwest Pennsylvania chapter of the National Association of Social Workers named her the 2014 Citizen of the Year. But Mary will tell you that her most honored role in life has been that of mother to her very accomplished adult son, Tristan. For the past 22 years, Mary has led Erie Together, a countywide cross-sector collective impact movement to make our Erie region a community of opportunity where everyone can learn, work, and thrive. Mary works with educators, employers, nonprofits, government officials, and citizens to help more children become successful adults, more adults obtain family-sustaining employment, and more families become self-sufficient. And she's going to get us up to speed today on what's happening now.
Thank you, Mary Ellen, and thank you all for having me here today. I'm really grateful to have had a second shot at this because the first time around I had COVID, so I had to reschedule. So thank you for giving me another opportunity to be here. Let's see if I can do this right. Clark taught me, and I think I may already not know what I'm doing. Let's see. Yep, I do. So now we're going to go here. Okay, so here's how I've set up today's presentation. I'm going to give you a little history about Erie Together, which launched in 2009. I'm going to talk to you about how we're structured. I'm going to share with you some of the milestones and the priorities and the accomplishments and impact we've had, and then I'll open it up for questions like I understand you typically do. There are about a handful of things that I really hope that you take away from this presentation, just about the way Erie Together operates and the kinds of things we do. Number one, we have a really small staff. There are two of us. I lead this movement, and then we have my colleague, Jennifer Ponzer, who runs our Career Street program. So there are two people that are dedicated to staffing this initiative. Having said that, our success over the 15 years that we've been existent has really been grounded in the people in the community who have volunteered their time, their efforts, their expertise, and their resources to advance the work of the movement. We don't have a dedicated funding stream, and so each year Erie Together raises money to support the initiatives that it's working on. And the initiatives that we're working on are all identified as the priorities we should be focusing on by the community. Erie Together is a 501c3 nonprofit recently. For years, we were an unincorporated movement. We just, within the last 2 years, made the decision to incorporate because of sort of the magnitude of the work we're doing, and it makes it easier for us to be able to secure funding and receive it and things like that. But every year, the initiatives that we are working on are those that are driven by the community, not those that are identified by any singular organizational board. And then finally, again, I just want to mention that the success of this work is largely grounded in our ability to bring people to the table, collaborate both internally amongst ourselves, but to collaborate with organizations that are outside of Erie Together's realm, and to help everyone align their efforts, expertise, and resources towards the things that our community has identified as important. So I'm going to give you just a very brief history. Back in 2007 is when Erie Together was first conceptualized, I guess, and it came as the result of a 2000 study that was put together by the Erie Community Foundation through a blue ribbon panel called The High Cost of Poverty, It Impacts Us All. And that study really identified the magnitude, the depth and breadth of poverty in this community. So Erie Together was formed as an anti-poverty movement. What happened then was the people who were on that blue ribbon panel and organizations that were very interested in finding a way to address poverty here looked around the country, looked into Canada, and said, okay, well, what's working in other places to impact poverty? And what they found was a collective impact approach was really something that was very successful elsewhere across the country. So they made a decision that they wanted to implement that kind of approach here, and I'll explain that to you in a minute. At the same time, Erie Women's Fund was just forming and was looking to make its first significant grant. And so Erie Together applied for that, and we secured a $250,000 grant, which was spanning over a 5-year period to get Erie Together up and running and off the ground. And then the first thing we did was we started looking at neighborhood things, right? Neighborhoods and families. We started working in the neighborhoods, we started working with families, and what we found very quickly was for us to have a significant impact, we really needed to take more of a systems approach to this. So we needed to figure out what were the challenges that our community was facing and help different systems, different stakeholders work together and make changes within what they were doing in order to make the most significant impact here. So in 2010, we convened a number of community meetings. I think there were 6 or 7 altogether. There were 600 plus people who participated in these community meetings. And what they did was they created this aspiration statement that you see on this slide. And this aspiration statement that they developed was working together to make the Erie region a community of opportunity where everyone can learn, work, and thrive. And when I share this, I really like to point out there are 4 key words in this, right? It's everyone, learn, work, and thrive. So everything that Erie Together does is related to one of those learn, work, or thrive buckets. And we're really strategic in this approach, right? We think very carefully about, you know, what are our objectives? How are we going to measure what we do? You know, what are the kinds of strategies we should implement to get at what we're trying to achieve? So a big piece of that was starting at the beginning and saying, okay, if we want everyone to be able to learn, work, and thrive, what does that look like? With respect to learn, we want more children to grow up to be successful adults. With respect to work, we want more individuals to be able to secure and maintain family-sustaining jobs. And with respect to thrive, we want more Erie County families to become self-sufficient or to be able to meet their basic needs. This is what a collective impact approach looks like, and this is why Erie Together is successful. I mentioned a couple times now, this is about convening the community. It's about helping the community identify what our agenda should be, what are the top challenges and priorities that we should be focused on to make the Erie region a community where everyone can learn, work, and thrive. We define that agenda, we develop plans to address the agenda, we execute those plans. These are not things that we're just saying should be done and could be done, and boy, wouldn't it be great if we did this. We execute the plans that we develop so that we can make an impact, and then we evaluate our results. Sometimes we hit it on the head, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have to make adjustments, right? So we evaluate the impact, we make whatever adjustments are needed, we make sure we're communicating with all our partners and the broader community, and then we continue it all over again, right? So that's how we identify and address the challenges and priorities that our community has said is important. So it's really, I love this graphic, I did not develop it, right? So if you think about the things that Erie Together wants to accomplish, and you look at that target, those are the priorities our community has said is important. All those boxes on the outside of the arrow are all of the great organizations and individuals and schools that are doing very important things within their own silo, I don't mean that negatively, but you get my point, right? The things that they're doing within their sphere of influence. What Erie Together does is it aligns all of those organizations, all of those efforts and resources to hit those targets. Go ahead. Yes, so the question was, do any of these boxes address people who are coming into the community from elsewhere, maybe non-Native Americans, right? And the answer to that is yes. Those boxes, everybody is invited to participate in Erie Together. And then for specific projects that we're working on, and we know MCRC or the International Institute or others need to be at the table, we make specific invitations to them to be part of the work. So let me show you what some of the work has been. So, and I'm not going to read all of these, but you can see that our involvement has been varied. We've been in early childhood, we've been in career exploration, we've been in domestic violence reduction, we've been in efforts to help people reentering the community to be successful once they get here. Again, all of these priorities are those that have been identified by the community as important. And if you go to our website there, you can see more about the kinds of things we've done. We've done youth mentoring. We've done some of these I'm going to get into a little more detail with, particularly those that are related to our career exploration work, because that's where we are very actively and most actively engaged. I could talk all day. I know I don't have all day, so I'm just skimming the surface here. If you have questions or want more information, I have my business card, I have the contact information on here. Please reach out to me, because what I want you to understand is if you are interested in any of these initiatives or any of this work, or just want to be a voice at the table, we want you there. We can find a way for you to plug in. We can find a way to get you engaged. But so if there are things here that interest you, please reach out to me. So here's where I want to show you in terms of our current priorities. Those in red are ones that we've been engaged in for several years now. So our Career Street Career Exploration Initiative, our Erie County Career Pathways Alliance, which I'm going to illustrate for you in a minute, our Profile of a Graduate, which is something that is fairly new, but we launched back in 2023, and we're very, very excited about our Youth Civic Engagement Symposium, which I'll show you, and then we're doing some work around domestic violence related to healthcare recommendations that came out of our Domestic Violence Action Alliance. Those that you see in black are new initiatives that we began to define at the end of last year through our countywide action teams that meet roughly once a quarter. You'll see, and this is going to get at your question again in a second, one of them is addressing young people's lack of social skills. We're also getting back engaged in early childhood education. addressing transportation barriers. The way this initially came up, interestingly, was it was addressing transportation barriers for individuals, immigrants, who didn't have a way to get to work. That has broadened to be more inclusive, but that was another one that touched on what you just asked. Access to timely and culturally responsive mental health services is another one. And the last one is expanding seats at various tables. So again, to your question about are we involving other individuals not from here, there are a lot of big things happening in this community, really important things. But sometimes the people who should be at the table don't have the opportunity to be there. So we are starting, because they have lived experience, they have things they can offer, they might not know how to plug in, they might not be known by those that are leading these initiatives. So we are working very hard to identify what those things are and figure out how to plug in the people who should be part of those initiatives so they can play a role and provide their expertise too. So I want to start now just to show you some of our initiatives so you understand the magnitude of this work. This is a number of screenshots from our Career Street initiative. Career Street sort of became of interest back in 2012. I was working at the Erie Regional Chamber at the time, but I was a volunteer to Erie Together, listening to all of these conversations. I ran the Growth Partnership Division at the Chamber. Our employers were saying to me and, you know, around the table and around the Erie Together table, we want to be able to help kids prepare for the jobs we have here because the kids don't know what they are and they are not coming out prepared. At the same time, through Erie Together, I was hearing all of these educators say, we want to better prepare kids for the jobs we have here and help them understand what the opportunities are, but we can't get employers engaged. And so the light bulb went off and we said, well, we can do something about this because those two stakeholder groups were talking about the same problem, but from their own vantage point. So the employers were saying to me, look, we'll get engaged, but you have to make it easy for us. You have to give us a menu of options. And that's how Career Street was born. There was nothing like this that we could find anywhere in Pennsylvania or across the country. So we really had to start from scratch. What this is a web-based platform where employers and educators can go to match and provide career exploration experiences for kids. We have a shot of the homepage here. If you look in the middle there at the top, you can see we have opportunities for every type of industry you can think of on this site. We have all different kinds of career exploration experiences that people can choose from on this site. These are an example of some of the companies that are registered on this site and offering experiences. We launched this in 2014. We have over 300 companies engaged. We have over 500 experiences on this site. And since its launch in 2014, we provided over 52,000 student career exploration experiences for kids in grades K through 12, all aligned with state standards, and in some cases leading to jobs, but more importantly, from this platform's perspective, exposing kids to careers, helping them understand what they like, what they don't like, and helping them form new relationships with employers. We also have a companion program that we launched in 2016. This is our Erie County Career Pathways Alliance. Our community, I should have stepped this back, you know, we made career exploration a priority in 2012 because that's key to helping more kids grow up to be successful adults. And so we launched in Career Street first, then moved into the Pathways Alliance. This is all about how you create seamless pathways for young people from K through 12 into whatever post-secondary experience might be needed into viable career opportunities. This network is the longest standing, most comprehensive network that our community has ever seen that's focused on preparing kids for life after high school and meeting local employer needs. So you can see on the left, we have most K through 12 school districts. We have all three high school level career and technical centers engaged. We have all six colleges and universities that have a presence in Erie County involved. We have a number of other community partners that you see on the right side of this screen. And the real magic is in the middle. We have five industry advisory groups. that are focused on the pathways that we are trying to seamlessly create here. Engineering and industrial technology, science and health, business, finance and information technology, arts and communication, and human services. These pathways are, and these groups of employers are meeting with collections of educators and workforce developers to help them better adjust what they're teaching in the classroom and connect it to real-world job opportunities. Everybody in this network has a role to play. Schools are providing the pipeline of students. IU5 is helping us make sure what we're doing is aligned with state standards. Northwest PA Job Connect is bringing external funding to career exploration for K through 12 students that schools didn't know how to access before, that we are now able to access in partnership with them. And the colleges and universities are able to talk about their programming and what kind of training is needed to get where we are. And of course, employers are providing the intelligence everyone needs to be successful in this career exploration realm. Have a couple screenshots here, some impact, some efforts that we've done that I wanted to show you. This is our multi-district industry club. It consisted of a career pathways overview, college tours, employer tours, job shadows, and internships for a number of students. Here are some screenshots. You can see who was engaged. We had Dahl Kemper Landscaping, Community Access Media, Curtsy Food, a hair place, Industrial Sales and Manufacturing in the Erie County DA's office. Those were companies that were part of this. The data that we collected from this pilot, and this was just a pilot that we're looking to expand, was pretty impressive. 100% of the kids increased their awareness in local careers, 100% solidified or refined their career aspirations, 80% increased their awareness in at least one career pathway, 80% actually changed their career choice, and 40% of these kids received job offers. And that wasn't the intent of it, right? But boy, that was a great outcome. We've also recognized the importance and the opportunities related to skilled trades, and so we put a very heavy focus around opportunities in the skilled trades arena. We're partnering with 9 skilled trades unions. You know, all of the schools are engaged in this. We put together a skilled trades directory. We did a number of skilled trades panels. We've done a number of skilled trades videos, which Intentional Focus LLC has produced for us. Sue Haber, that's the group that I was talking with you about a little earlier. And we've taken kids on a number of tours. So we've impacted over 300 kids just through our skilled trades work, and that number is growing. Here's just a little more, another screenshot of the skilled trades tours. We do a job fair every year for kids who are planning to enter the workforce or don't have any plans for post-secondary education or don't have a job lined up. This was, I don't know, maybe our 4th year of doing it. We had 117 seniors from 10 schools plus a number of Erie County Technical School kids who were not seniors. That was 4 to 5 times the number we had in the prior year. 25 employers engaged, and you can see from preliminary data, 11 students had been interviewed, 3 were hired, and 1 into on-the-job training, and 1 student was hired. And my understanding is these kids are all still employed. So, and there's more data to collect there. We're just not there yet. Each year, another thing that we've identified as important for, you know, kids is civic engagement, making a difference, getting involved in their community. That also helps them be successful when they leave school. We did our 9th annual Youth Civic Engagement Symposium this year in partnership with Gannon University. We had 133 students and 13 chaperones from 9 schools. We had 17 public speakers, all the way from the county executive and district attorney to various department heads to state officials, federal judges, et cetera. If you look at the data here, we nailed it with this one. We had 86% of the kids increase their understanding of the U.S. Constitution. 100% of the kids increased their understanding of how to become civically engaged. And 97% of the kids increased their understanding of government at the federal, state, county, and local levels. That's what we wanted to do, and it worked. The last thing I want to mention to you is our profile of a graduate, and this is something we are super excited about. This is a document that we developed with the input of hundreds of people, and about 50% of those people were employers. It's a statement that summarizes the aspirations of our community for kids to be successful once they leave high school. We did a series of focus groups. We had a community committee that led it. We conducted these focus groups. We deployed a survey. We got hundreds of responses to that. This is what it produced. This is the document that our community's input is reflected in about what it takes for a young person to be successful. The schools have all now begun to implement this document within their curriculum and their additional offerings within their schools. We are now taking it into the community to help our community understand this is what we said our kids need. There's a role you can play in this. When you're interacting with students, focus on these skills, et cetera, et cetera. So we're very excited about that. I'm going to skip over that. I talked to you about the priorities that we're working on moving forward in addition to all those things I just highlighted for you. And do you have any questions? Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Money Radio, WPSE's monthly broadcast of the Rotary Club of Erie Meeting Program at the Sheraton Erie Bayfront Hotel. You can replay this episode or access other archived shows by visiting the Podcasts tab on our homepage.